الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقول الله عز وجل ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم العمل فسوف يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، honorable brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to monitor our hearts. Last week we spoke about feelings, awareness, perception. Sometimes we have to also check and see whether we are being affected by certain ayats and certain ahadith or not. We have to check from time to time to see whether our hearts are soft or whether our hearts are hard. When was the last time that I have shed tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for Allah, out of khawf and fear for Allah? Imam al-Bukhari alayhi rahma wa nafa'an Allahu bi ulumihi ameen has established a separate kitab and book within his Sahih al-Bukhari. It is known as Kitabur Riqaq. Kitabur Riqaq, the book of Riqaq. Riqaq is the plural of Raqiq, and Raqiq is that which is soft. In other words, this is the book about such things which will cause the hearts to become soft. This is a mustaqil, a separate section within Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitabur Riqaq, the book pertaining to those things that will affect the heart and make the heart soft and raqiq. And under this book, he established his first bab, his first chapter, باب الأمل وطوله، يعني وطول الأمل،
Is he asleep or is he awake? Awake or asleep?
Because it would be very ironical that we're talking about feelings and the hearts and fear, and then we see people sleeping. Under this kitab, his very first bab which he established is Babul Amali wa Tulihi, the bab and the chapter of hope, longing, desire. Wa Tulihi, yani wa Tulil Amal, and about big hopes. Hopes in the distant future. And then Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah has cited istishhadan wa istidlalan, two ayats of the Holy Quran. The first one is A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste of death. Everything that possesses a ruh, that has hayat and life, will taste of death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And you will be only given your reward in full on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. So, whomsoever is distanced from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and is admitted into the Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ, then indeed he is successful. فَقَدْ نَجَى, he is triumphant. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And what is the life of this world except مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Mata'ul gurur, goods of deception, goods and shuttles of deception. The connection with this ayat and the bab of Imam Bukhari when he spoke about amal, about longing and hope, watulil amal, and about big hopes and hopes about things in the distant future, how is it connected to this ayah? It is connected with this part here, wamal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul gurur. That what is this earthly life, this zindagi, this dunya, this life on this earth, illa mata'ul gurur, except goods of deception. Mata is anything which one receives enjoyment and pleasure from. In other words, this is isharatun ila anna muta'alliqal amal laysa bi shay'in. It tells us that the connection of our hopes, that is what our hopes, our longings and desires are connected to, laysa bi shay'in, it is nothing at all. Whatever we are longing for, whatever we are desiring, wishing, laysa bi shay'in, it is nothing. It is nothing. Because li'annahu mata'ul gurur, because it is goods of deception. Whatever we long for and wish for of this earthly life and desire and have hopes about the distant future is connected to this hayat, is connected to this life, to this earth, and to the goods of this life, and they are nothing but mata'ul gurur, goods of deception. This earth, this dunya, it fluctuates with us. There are ups and downs. The vicissitudes of life, the world, it doesn't love anybody. This dunya is like an old wicked hag, a witch. So how فَكَيْفَ يَطْمَئِنُّ إِلَيْهَا. How can a man, a person, have itminan and tranquility in this life when this life is so deceiving? Even with respect to life, kya barosa hai zindagani ka admi hai bulbulai panika. What guarantee is there in life? Life is like but a bubble.
which can burst any minute, any second. So therefore, we long, we aspire, we have amal, we have hopes, and man hopes and hopes and hopes, and he hopes for things in the distant future. But this muta'alliq and this connection of his hope, the things that he are hoping for, the connection of his amal and hope, laysa bishay, is nothing in reality. لِأَنَّهُ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, because it is goods of deception. It's false. And we are hoping, and the line is going so long, but the line of hope extends out of the boundary of the circle of our lifespan on this earth. And death overtakes us. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. These are the things that are supposed to affect our hearts and bring about softness in the hearts. Every soul will taste of death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And you'll be only given your ujur and your rewards in full on the day of Qiyamah. We get some of it right here. People get some punishment here also. But the full punishment is in the Akhirah. We get some rewards here. The full rewards in the Akhirah. And the true success, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, whomsoever is distanced from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْقِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and is admitted into the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his order, his verdict, Ahkamul Hakimin. In the court of Allah, Allah has decided for you to go into Jannah. Allah has ordered you to join the line of the people marching into Jannah. وَزُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, and whomsoever is distanced from the fire of Jahannam, فَقَدْ فَازَ, then that person is successful. يَنِي قَدْ نَجَى. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, what is this earthly life? إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, except goods of deception. And these are the things we are longing for. And a man longs and he hopes and he hopes. And he tells himself that one day I will possess a very big mansion. It is his dream and desire to have a big mansion. One day I will have plenty of cars. I will have plenty of wealth. He is thinking, he is worrying, he is hoping for all of these things. But all of these things are part of the earthly life, and they are all goods and shuttles of deception. And the world itself, there is takallubu dunya bi ahliha, how the world alternates with people. Sometimes the world is kind by the order of Allah to some, and sometimes very unkind to some. Today in the world, in the life, a person is healthy, tomorrow he is sick. Today he is rich, tomorrow he is bankrupt. Today he is sad, tomorrow he is happy. This life is not something to cling on to and to hold on to. This life alternates with people. It brings about ups and downs, the ups and downs of life. So there should be no itminan and peace and tranquility in this life, that we hold on and we find solace in this life, in this dunya. But we should remember the real life is the life of the Akhirah. As the Rasul alayhi salam said, La Aisha illa Aishul Akhirah. There is no Aish, no Zindagi, no living except the life of the hereafter. That is what we should find itminan and peace in, the life of the next life. The other ayat Imam Bukhari has quoted under this bab is the ayat, ذَرْهُمْ يَكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْعَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. He is ordering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, ذَرْهُمْ, leave the mushrikeen alone. Yani, ذَرِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, ذَرْهُمْ يَكُلُوا, leave them to eat in this world. وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, and to derive comfort and joy and pleasure
in this world. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْعَمَلُ And leave them for their amal and their hopes to make them unmindful of the akhirah and the actions of the akhirah. Allama Aini, Sharih of Bukhari, alayhi rahmah, stated, he comments on this ayat. He says, فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ تَهْدِيدٌ In this command, there is a threat, there is a warning to the mushrikeen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being commanded by Allah, ذَرْهُمْ They do not want Islam. They do not want Allah. They do not want the akhirat. They want this life. ذَرْهُمْ Leave them alone. Leave them alone to do what? يَأْكُلُوا For them to eat. Eat and drink. Of all different type of delicacies. Eat and drink. وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا And for them to enjoy and derive benefit مِنْ لَذَّاتِهِمْ From their pleasures, from the things that they derive pleasure from. Leave them alone to do that. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْعَمَلُ And leave them for their amal and their hope and their big hope and hope, hoping for things in the distant future. Leave them for that hope of theirs to make them unmindful, yani yushghiluhum an amal al-akhirah, to make them unmindful of the actions of the akhirah. So in this order, there is a tahdeed and a threat to the people who are only enjoying themselves in this life. They seek the pleasure of this life. They are hoping and they are longing for things. And in this hoping and longing, they are being unmindful of the amal and the actions of the akhirah. وَفِيهِ زَجْرٌ And in this ayat is a stern warning عَنِ الْإِنْهِمَاكِ فِي مَلَاذِ الدُّنْيَا About being engrossed and immersed into the delights, the joys of this life. To become so engrossed in it that one becomes unmindful of the akhirah. Allah is warning us here. وَفِيهِ زَجْرٌ عَنِ الْإِنْهِمَاكِ فِي مَلَاذِ الدُّنْيَا It's a warning, Allah is reprimanding us that do not become so engrossed in the pleasures of this life, in the joys of this life, in the things of this life, in the comforts of this life, in the amenities of this life. So absorbed you are that you become unmindful of the akhirah and of the actions of the akhirah. And so it is. Because when a person is working hard and he's longing for this and his hope is about that and he has big hopes for the future and that and he's working himself out, tiring himself out, he is unmindful of the akhirah. And lo and behold, it is time for him to leave the dunya and time for him to go. And then Imam al-Bukhari quoted a statement of Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha. Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha said, irtahalad ad-dunya mudbiratan. That the world is traveling away from us. The world is journeying on. Away from us. And that is so true. Every day that passes by, it has gone. It has become distant. It has become far, never to return again. Last week will never come back. Yesterday is dead and gone. It will never come back. Irtahalati dunya mudbiratan, says Hazrat Ali. The world has traveled, and the world is traveling and going away from us, turning its back towards us and going away all the time which has gone. It is so far beyond our reach, gone. وَرْتَحَلَتِ الْآكِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً And the akhirat is journeying, advancing towards us, coming towards us. So the world is going away from us.
Every day, every moment, every hour, every minute, every second, every week, every year, the world is going away from us. Backwards. وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً. And the akhirat is coming towards us, journeying on towards us, advancing towards us, facing us, says Hazrat Ali. So what you going to do? Are you going to be absorbed in that which is turning its back on you and going away from you, or something which is advancing and coming towards you with each breath, each second, every minute? The akhirat is coming closer towards us, journeying closer towards us. Then Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajh said, وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And for each of the both of them, for each of the both worlds, the dunya and the akhirat, are children. They are children for both. Children of the dunya and children of the akhirah. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا. And for every one of these two worlds, of the dunya and the akhirah, banoon, children. Says Hazrat Ali, fakunu min abna'il akhirah. Therefore become children of the akhirah, become sons and daughters of the akhirah. Wala takunu min abna'id dunya. And do not become sons and daughters of this world. Each of the worlds has its own children and people. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Become the sons and daughters and children of the akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And do not become the children and the sons of this dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ. Because today is a day of action. Today is a day of amal. Today in this life, you have health, you have life, you are living. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ. Today is a day in which amal exists. It's the time for working. It's the time for doing action. وَلَا حِسَابٌ. And there is no hisab today. There is no accounting today. Only amal and work. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ. And tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, there is only hisab and reckoning. وَلَا عَمَلٌ. And there is no amal over there. The time to do amal and action is now. So, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, many of us are so guilty of al-amal wa tuluhu, about hoping and longing for things and desiring for things, and big hopes and hoping for things in the distant future. And this engrosses us, engages us away from the actions and the amal of the akhirah. But if we have to long for something, if we have to hope for something, then what should we hope for? Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are the beauty, the glitter and the glamour of this earth. Wealth and children. And people boast and take pride in these things, their wealth and their children. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaba. But the everlasting good deeds, al-baqiyat, those actions that will remain forever, as-salihat, that are everlasting, the everlasting good deeds that you do, the good actions and amal that you do, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, is better in the sight of your Lord. ثَوَابَ, in terms of a reward. If you want a reward, then these are the things which will bring a better reward for you in the sight of Allah. وَخَيْرٌ amala, and these are better for you as a hope. If you want to hope for something, do not hope for the things of this life. This whole life is mata'ul gurul, goods of deception. It is not real. And everything that exists here exists by the qudrat and the power of Allah. It is temporary, it is fani, it is vanishing, it is dwindling, it is going away. With the passage of time, everything will be gone. And a time that only Allah and His kingdom, Allah and His kingship, His sovereignty will remain.
وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ الْبَاقِيَاتِ
The amals that will remain forever, as salihat, that are good, everlasting good deeds.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, commenting about al-baqiyatu salihat,
he said here, al-baqiyatu salihat refers to what? What are the everlasting good deeds?
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ
The Rasul said, these are al-baqiyatu salihat, everlasting good deeds.
You will be planting trees. These amals and actions that you are doing, you are planting trees in your Jannah, whose fruits will remain forever, whose fruits will never be out of season.
Subhanallah. According to other commentaries, al-baqiyatu salihat refers to the five daily prayers. It refers to jihad. It refers to tabligh. Refers to dawah, to dhikrullah. Any good action, any amal is salih.
So on one side we see al-amalu, the longing and the hope of a man, watulu amalihi, and the length of his hope, his big hope, his big desire, his hopes about the distant future, for things of this life, which is nothing he's longing for, because this whole life is mata'ul gurur. It is nothing but goods of deception. It's not real. La aisha illa aishu al-akhirah. There is no real life except the life of the akhirah.
On the other hand, Allah is telling us that al-malu wal-banun, wealth and children, zinatul hayatid dunya, it is the zina, the beauty, the glitter and glamour of this earthly life.
Wal-baqiyatu salihat,
but the everlasting good deeds, the tasbih, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The jihad, the tabligh, the dawah, the dhikr, the tilawat, the ihsan, the kindness, all the good actions that you do,
khayrun inda rabbika,
is better in the sight of your Lord. In terms of being what? With respect to what? Tamiz.
Thawaba, in terms of reward.
Wa khayrun amalan, in terms of amal and hope. If you want to hope for these things, long for these things. And let us not be. Let us remember the warning and the reprimand in the ayat when Allah is commanding the Prophet, Dharhum, leave them alone. There are some people, they are abna'ud dunya. They are sons and children of this world. Dharhum, leave them. Ya'kulu, to eat of the things in this life. And their whole mission in life is eating the best type of food. And working for food and eating and enjoying. Wa yatamatta'u. And to derive pleasure and benefit. وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا مِنْ لَذَّاتِهِمْ From their pleasures, comfort, joy, delight, leave them. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْعَمَلَ And leave them for their hoping and their longing to distract them from the actions and the amal of the akhirah.
Allah is warning us that do not be consumed by this world. Do not become totally immersed al-inhimaq fi maladhib dunya, in the pleasures and the joys of this life, that you forget about the akhirah.
Hazreen Ikram, honorable brothers and sisters, this is the reality that we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring into our lives. These are the things, and there are many more which is under this kitab in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Riqaq, the things that will affect our hearts and touch our hearts and bring about softness in the hearts. And this is what is required. Our hearts are too hard. Our hearts are too hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ Allah says some hearts are like stones. Stones are even softer than some hearts. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ لِلْحَمْدِ